BeastNet is brought to you by James Safety Services and in partnership with Beast OCR. Here we discuss all things OCR and fitness related, running, endurance, conditioning, rucking, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everyone out there in BeastNet land, Hammer here. And today we've got Kuel Cha and we're talking about the Firefighter Fit Endurance's Lightning module. So Kuel, what's the story behind Firefighter Fit Endurance?
Actually, Firefighter Fit Endurance, I started a few years ago as a way to provide a couple of things. One, to provide money to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation. And so anything that goes beyond our operating costs gets donated to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation, which is one of the only organizations, non-501c charities, that actually provide financial assistance to the families of fallen wildland firefighters. They're based in Region 6, which is Idaho. And so it's kind of up in your guys' neck of the woods, but it's one of the more important charities in wildland fire. So we always like to try and support it as best as we can. The second reason is to provide employment and employment opportunities for wildland firefighters, particularly hotshots, smoke jumpers, heli repellers, after they complete, you know, once they retire from fire. One of the things that I learned because I retired was that once you retire, you kind of lose your purpose as to why you're going on through the day. There's only so much golf and so much running and so many video games you can play before you finally just absolutely go stir crazy. And so Firefighter Fit Endurance was an opportunity for hotshots to focus and be able to provide their knowledge, specifically endurance and fitness knowledge, to the general public. And so the whole move is to, you know, get these the hotshots, you know, certified as CPTs and then continue them on to specific areas of fitness so that they could focus on and they could get jobs and work for us and have a purpose after fire. In doing that, we provide endurance, not only endurance events, but endurance training, leadership seminars, teamwork workshops. We do FireWise, basically defensible space for your houses. So, you know, you get a couple of advisors come in and, you know, clear the, basically assess your property, and set a plan as to, you know, how to make it more bulletproof or more firewise or provide you defensible space, so that your house has a better chance of surviving a wildfire. And then there's the events that we provide, which are just, they're endurance events. And anybody who's ever done any of these Spartan Endurance 12-hour hurricane heats, you guys have already actually experienced a little bit of how hotshots approach endurance and endurance events. That makes any sense.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, so that's that long drawn out, you know, statement I just made is pretty much the our mission statement and our company's objective.
Awesome. So the Lightning module, what does that consist of and what kind of skill level is involved?
Okay, good question. So I'll give you a little real quick background on Lightning module. So you generally have full crews, which are usually around 20 to 24 people. In Region 3, where I'm at in Arizona, Lightning module is a what we call a short crew. So there'll be maybe six to 10 people in a crew, and they have a 2 to 5 minute response time from the time they're dispatched to the time they leave their station to be able to chase lightning strikes, which is the reason why they're called a lightning module. They basically spend their entire time chasing lightning strikes during the monsoons here. And they have to be fast because lightning is not, it's not friendly. It doesn't like strike ground in flat open areas closest to the road. It usually, at least in Arizona, it usually likes to hit the furthest, most highest point on a mountain, the furthest away you can possibly get from a road, and that's pretty much what you have to attack. So the Lightning module is a short squad. We have several different durations of our endurance programs, and Lightning module is our shorter program. Hence the reason why Lightning Module, because it's a short squad, so it's a shorter program. So it kind of made sense to us. So Lightning Module is going to be for people who need a reference point to this. And I hate to use another company, but I will, just because it's the best way to get a reference point. The best way to describe a Lightning Module is a GORUCK approach to a Spartan Endurance 12-hour hurricane heat. But yeah, so that's the most basic explanation I can give to you about what a Lightning Module event is. It is a 10 to 14 hour team-based event. Everything is team-based. There's no individual components except for your individual performance as a member of the team. So everything is team-based. The biggest difference is that we approach our events with success through support rather than failure through negativity. And what I mean by that is that it doesn't make our events easier. It just, the way that the advisors and the staff approach the events is almost the exact opposite that somebody will encounter during, like, let's say a 12-hour hurricane heat, where they're trying to get you to quit, which is what we call failure through negativity. They're trying to get you to quit through, you know, near impossible tasks, or they're trying to get you to mentally quit. They're trying to get you to do all these things. And the way that they do that is negative reinforcement. And so we're trying to help you find success through positive reinforcement. And the reason why we have that approach is because in the fire community, if I am trying to break you down and you're basically on the same crew as I am, if I'm trying to break you down or make you quit, and being completely negative, that is doing not only myself a disservice, you a disservice, but the crew a disservice. And I'm placing everybody in jeopardy because everybody here is supposed to be, they're supposed to be relying and putting their lives on the line for the person next to them. You know, I'm entrusting my life to you. So why would I want to make you as weak as possible if I'm placing my life in your hands? Didn't make any sense to us. So, you know, we'll still get after it, but we do so in a more supportive environment than standard endurance events.
Cool, man.
I'm sorry, and I just realized that I didn't really answer much of your questions, so please.
All right, you're good.
Okay, so what this specific Lightning Module is going to contain, and this is for everybody so they know, you know, what to expect. What this one is going to contain is the mobile MRF, which is the Memorial Day MRF, except that we don't do anything stationary. Everything is done while you're moving. We have what's called a crew cohesion hike. You guys, the participants will go through land nav and pacing. Adam and Janelle, who did the Seattle 12 with me, they know exactly what's about to happen. So we're going to teach you how to use a compass. We're going to teach you how to use a map. We're going to teach you how to pace distance without. We're going to teach you how to accurately pace distance without a ruler or any type of measuring sticks. And you do that by your steps and your strides. So we teach that. Then you're going to use the skills that you learned on land nav and pacing to do geocache. So you're going to be given directions, distances, and then you need to go accurately pace the distance in the correct direction to find the waypoint. And that will actually have the distance and direction for the next waypoint. And so it's basically a scavenger hunt, but it has to be in the proper sequence, or else you get to do the entire scavenger hunt again, because there are dummy waypoints. There's going to be, you know, so you won't be able to just look out into an open field and just visually look for like an orange piece of flagging, because that orange piece of flagging that you see may or may not be the correct waypoint. And it's all going to be dependent upon your direction and then your distance.
So is there anything you would say to somebody who's kind of sitting on the fence that maybe is considering doing one of these but hasn't quite pulled the trigger on it yet?
Oh, yeah, I'd say do it. You know, I mean, really, like, only cats in heat stand on the fence. You know what I mean? You're either going to go one way or the other. And the cats and sheep that usually stand on the fence, they usually get a shoe thrown at them. So they're going to fall one direction or the other off the fence. You know, I mean, that's just how it is. One way or the other, you're going to get off that fence. And I hope that you're on the right side. If there's anybody that's feeling like they can't do it, you know, hey, no, I don't want to bring the team down, or hey, maybe they're afraid, you know, that they're not going to finish it, or they don't feel like they're up to it. If they have that fear, then you embrace it. Fear is fuel. It is absolute fuel that you can use to propel you not only forward, but also in an upward trajectory, because progress isn't just moving, it's also upward trajectory as well. And that's what you use your fear for, is to be able to fuel you almost like a rocket fuel. It fuels you to move forward. It's just like the most basic thing, instead of like succumbing to the fear and succumbing to that preconceived limitation that most people have in their brains, you know, you take that fear and you go, okay, and you use it. If it makes you scared, you do it scared anyways, you know? I mean, because that's where you're going to find that growth, because that fear is kind of limiting yourself. Once you can get past that fear, you start going past your limitations. And once you get past the limitations, you start to go into this new country called growth. And that's kind of where we're trying to get you with the events, is trying to get you past that limitation into the new growth area.
All right. And for the listeners, for anybody that's wanting to attend this event, the Firefighter Fit Endurance's Lightning Module, it is on October 5th. At 7 a.m. Check-in starts at 6:30, and that's going to be at Lake Sylvia State Park in Montesano, Washington. I know there was a little bit of confusion here lately. I believe the venue actually just got changed over to Montesano. Originally, it was supposed to be over with where the Wicked Trail Race was, and due to their cancellation, they had a huge lack of registrations and participants. And I don't know what it is. Everybody over here in the Pacific Northwest, they love to sign up like right before the event. There's no, like, nobody likes to sign up, you know, months in advance. We always just sign up like the week of. And so I know that kind of gets a little hairy sometimes whenever registration is concerned. So, you know, Mark Ballas had to kind of, you know, he, in his own best interest, you know, he had to cancel his event. So I'm assuming that's probably why we had the venue change over to Montesano.
Yeah, well, that was one of many reasons. We came in as a supplemental event for GBC. They asked if we wanted to come up and be a supplemental event while they transitioned down from Commando to Wicked. We jumped at the chance because we know that there have been people in the PNW that had been wanting to do a Firefighter Fit Endurance event. Since I left Spartan Endurance, I know that I've had people that have been asking for me to show up and provide a program for them in their specific areas. And so this just kind of like fell right into the requests anyways. So we said yes. Unfortunately, what happened was, because we were the supplemental event, that we were not really provided a lot of information regarding the venues or what the actual plan was for the event. It was only when I started pushing the issue that I started getting information and started making phone calls. Spoke with the previous event for about 5 minutes. Myself and Brent had a discussion on the phone, and it was kind of evident that that the venue, while it's a great venue, is not going to work well with the program that we have. And so once that decision was made, then we started looking for other venues that seemed to fit more or seem to align more with our objective and what we're trying to do. And Lake Sylvia is absolutely awesome. They were, Gwinnett was completely awesome about it. And so that seemed to be a better fit for us. Which is the reason why we moved there. Regarding, you know, what we have and what we're going to do is I understand, like, with GBCs, you know, they're a larger company than we are. So their losses generally tend to be larger than ours. I mean, we're still taking a hit on this, but you know what? I mean, like my wife has heard me say, whether it's two people or 200 people, you're going to get one hell of an experience. I don't care if there's just, if I have more advisors than I have participants, we are going to give you that firefighter fit endurance experience, you know, regardless of the number of people. So we were already committed to doing it. Plus, our losses are not going to be as large as GBC. So, you know, I don't mind eating the cost just to ensure that, you know, we're keeping good on our word to you guys.
Okay. Awesome. Is there anything in particular that, you know, anybody should bring along with them for the experience?
Yeah, there's going to be a gear list that comes out on the 22nd of September for all registered participants. And then it'll come out again two more times before the event. And it's if you've already done endurance events, you're going to have most of the items anyways. But really quickly, it's just basically it's a buck. It's a camel pack or a couple of Nalgene, something that can hold at least 70 to 100 ounces of water at one time. You know, fast nutrition, headlamp, 10 feet of 550 paracord, one roll of duct tape. We recommend that you bring gloves. We recommend that you bring eye protection. If you don't want to bring gloves or eye protection, totally up to you. But yeah, it's a pretty, oh, and 30 pounds of extra weight, of dry weight. And that's for male men and women. And the reason why we do that is because in the fire community, there is no male or female weight. Everything weighs what it weighs, because the 5 gallons of water, the chainsaw, the Mark III portable engine, none of that cares what your gender is. None of it cares. The job doesn't care. The job just has to get done.
Exactly.
And whether you're a man or a woman, whoever's the most qualified and capable to get that job, to do the job, gets the job, regardless of gender. And that's always been our approach in the events as well, is, you know, everybody, you know, we're all on an even footing. Everybody gets the same opportunity for success. No one's going to get a leg up, and no one's going to get, you know, considerations. And we definitely, absolutely, definitely do not consider women the weaker gender. Absolutely not. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I have full 100% faith that women that come into this event can carry the 30 pounds just as well as the men. Or shall I say, the men can carry the 30 pounds just as well as the women can. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I don't even, on that note, I don't even challenge my own wife. She's a beast.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't hear me say that. I hope she doesn't listen to this episode. Just, what, you called me a beast?
No, I meant that in a good way. I meant that in a good way.
Right. Awesome. Well, Kuel, I definitely appreciate the talk with you today. We're going to do everything that we can to get registrants out there. I'm actually trying to free up some stuff on my calendar. That way, maybe I can attend myself. But yeah, man, we will definitely, see you guys out there. Once again, for the listeners, it's the Firefighter Fit Endurance's Lightning Module. It's on October 5th at 7 a.m. with check-in starting at 6:30 at Lake Sylvia State Park in Montesano, Washington. Kuel, before we wrap it up, is there any shout outs that you want to give? Anything you want to say to the listeners?
Absolutely. A couple things that I want to say to the people who are thinking of participating. PNW, so basically Pacific Northwest, PNW 25 is a 25% discount right across the board. Please use the discount. Now, if you are looking at the event and wanting to do it, but you are absolutely strapped on cash and you can't, and PNW, and the 25% discount is not enough, please hit me up. Let me know. You can message me on Facebook. You can email the company. Just let me know. I'll work with you. I will absolutely work with you to get your smiling face into that event. I want people at this event, because I feel that this is worth the effort that you're going to expend for it. The only other thing I was going to say is just it is, if you have family or friends that want to hang out with you, they're more than welcome to hang out with us at base camp. So while you're doing your modules, if your friends or family want to hang out and then interact with you when you come back from your modules, they can hang out with us. It's one of those things that we do, is we generally have a family day camp where the family gets to hang out, and then it gives them an opportunity to kind of like explore or camp or, you know, do whatever they want to do. If that means they want to camp out that the rest of the night with us, you know, on Saturday, they can do that, you know, and I'm pretty sure that logistics will end up feeding them because that's what we do. Just something to consider for the people that are on the fence about it. If you come at me with an excuse, I think excuses are delicious. I eat them like candy. And I'll eat your excuse and I'll give you a reason why.
Cool. Well, once again, Kuel, thank you for being on the show today, and thank you for getting your guys' word out there. And like I said, we're gonna do everything that we can to get some registrants out there and, you know, hopefully show everybody a good time. It actually sounds like it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I have an opportunity. I have a way of making really bad things really fun to do.
Awesome. So this is Hammer signing out with Kuel Cha for today's episode of BeastNet.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast. If you haven't done it yet, find us on Facebook. Like and share the podcast. Give us a review on iTunes or Spotify. All these things will help to expand the show in the future. This show is brought to you by James Safety Services in partnership with Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you like to hear. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at beastocr.com.